I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. God doesn't get mad at you when you do bad things.
Oh man, I really need your help.
What's the matter, Squeakers?
Oh man, I'm afraid I've really done it this time. I can't sleep because I'm so upset.
Well, what are you upset about?
I did something really bad. I shouldn't have done it, but I was really hungry.
What did you do?
Well, apparently, Stacy was making a sandwich. I think it's a grilled cheese. I think that's what you call them.
Grilled cheese.
Well, anyway, when she wasn't looking, I stole the cheese off her sandwich. And I know I'm supposed to just eat the crumbs that fall on the floor, but lately the dog Fetch has been beating me to them, and I was really, really hungry.
It's okay, Squeakers. Stacy can just make another sandwich.
Oh, she did. It's not her that I'm worried about.
Well, what are you worried about?
Do you think God will forgive me? If I were God, I'd be so mad at me right now.
The Bible says Jesus came to bring peace with God. Everyone does bad things sometimes, but God still loves them. And he still loves you, Squeakers.
Oh, that's really good news, Casey.
That's why the Bible is called good news. God is good all the time.
Okay, well, thank you, Casey. Bye-bye.
Bye, Squeakers.
Casey, I think I'm going crazy.
Why?
I made myself a grilled cheese sandwich. And when I sat down to eat it, there was no cheese. You can't have a grilled cheese sandwich without cheese.
Oh, well, what did you do?
I made another one. Only this time I put 2 pieces of cheese on it, just in case.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I brought you this.
It's a can of peas.
I know.
What am I supposed to do with a can of peas?
I don't know. I thought you could use it to teach the lesson today.
Why would I want a can of peas to teach the lesson?
Well, when you talk to the kids about how Jesus brings peas with God.
He doesn't bring peas. Jesus brings peace.
Oh, like a piece of pie?
No, peace. Like God is with you and he's not mad at you. That kind of peace.
Are you getting mad at me?
No.
Then why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling.
Yes, you are. You think I'm crazy, don't you?
Why would I think you're crazy?
Because first I made a grilled cheese sandwich with no cheese on it. Then I thought Jesus came to bring us peas.
I don't think you're crazy, Stacy. The cheese sandwich wasn't your fault. Squeakers was hungry and took the cheese off your sandwich when you weren't looking.
Well, thanks for telling me. Oh, wait till I find that mouse.
Sounds like Stacy could use some of the peas that Jesus brought.
Have you ever watched a movie where there's armies and they're fighting and then they give up, they surrender? They hold up this big white flag and they wave it around and they say, I surrender. I don't want to fight anymore. I want peace. Well, that's what God did when he sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to be our peace. Today's memory verse is Acts 10:36. There is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Can you say that with me? Say, there is peace with God through Jesus Christ.
Let's get our hearts and minds ready to learn today's Bible verse.
Stacy is crazy! She's throwing canned peas everywhere!
I better stop her. Someone could get hurt if they get hit by that can.
She's not throwing the can. She opened the can and started throwing the peas at Squeakers. He's running all over the place to get away.
You're right. She is crazy. Mom is not going to be happy when she sees the mess.
Okay, kids. Today's verse is found in Acts 10:36. There is peace with God through Jesus Christ.
Let's say it together, boys and girls. There is peace with God.
There is peace with God.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Are they canned peas?
What?
You said there is peace with God. Are they canned peas?
We didn't say peas. We said peace.
Oh, like a piece of pie?
No, not a piece of pie.
Well, you don't have to yell.
I'm sorry I yelled.
Is it a piece of cake?
It's peace. Like God is with you and he's not mad at you. That kind of peace.
Oh, there is peace with God through beans and rice.
Beans and rice?
Wait, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Let's say it again, kids. There is peace with God.
There is peace with God.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Oh, I get it now. Acts 10:36. There is peace with God through Jesus Christ.
Acts 10:36. There is peace with God through Jesus Christ.
That's right. Good job, brain. Thanks, heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's Word who's blessed.
When Jesus was 8 days old, Mary and Joseph took him to the temple in Jerusalem. God sent a man named Simeon to meet them there so he could see Jesus.
Well, we've named him Jesus, and we've offered him to God. So, let's go home.
The Holy Spirit has led me here today to meet this baby. May I see him? God, I can die in peace now, because I have seen the Messiah.
Did you just say, die in peas? Like canned peas?
What are you, hard of hearing? I said peace.
Like a piece of pie or cake?
No! It's the God is with you and he's not mad at you anymore kind of peace.
Oh!
God, I have seen your salvation with my own eyes. He will be a light to shine on everyone.
Oh, look at this baby. He's the Messiah.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks.
I'm going to go tell everyone that the Son of God has been born.
Who was that?
That was Anna. She has been praying for the Messiah to be born every day for 84 years. I'll leave you to go in peace now.
Joseph. What does all of this mean?
Remember, the angel said Jesus would save the people from their sins. So now, people can be at peace with God.
Peace with God.
Not canned peas.
Not peace like a piece of pie or cake.
Peace, like God is with you and he's not mad at you. That kind of peace.
Did you know that the Bible says that God hates bad things? Some people get so confused by this that they think that God hates them because they've done bad things. But that's not true. I've done bad things, but God loves me. And God loves you. In fact, he loves us so much that he sent Jesus to be our peace. And when we've done bad things, having Jesus has allowed us to go before God and say, "Dear God, I'm sorry for what I've done. Please forgive me." And he does, because he loves you. But in order to receive his forgiveness, we must first receive his peace. We must first receive Jesus. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, then I want to pray with you. Repeat after me. Say, "Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my boss. Be my savior. Forgive me of all bad things. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Pinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo, good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Ho, ho, ho! Casey, do you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
No, what?
I don't have to eat vegetables because they're not from God.
Fuzzy, where did you get that idea?
From you. You said Jesus came to give us peace, not peas.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't have any peace when I have to eat peas or carrots or broccoli or any other vegetable.
Fuzzy, is that all you learned today?
Nope. I learned how to make a handkerchief dance.
How do you make a handkerchief dance?
You put a little boogie in it.
That's not what we learned in the clubhouse, Fuzzy. And you do have to eat your vegetables.
Oh, well, so what kind of peace does Jesus give us?
It's the kind of peace where God is always with you, and he's never mad at you.
Even if I do bad things?
Even if you do bad things. What kind of bad things do you do, Fuzzy?
Well, sometimes I don't do what my mom tells me to do, like when she says, quit running around and pick up your toys and it's time to go to bed.
Well, we should obey our parents, Fuzzy. Just remember Acts 10:36. There is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
There is peace with God through Jesus Christ. Acts 10:36.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.